Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
Oh, who is, I mean, what place is this that I'm calling?
This is a call center that provides customer service to about 400 online companies. So there are many different products and services.
Well, I'm calling because I was notified from the bank that my debit card was used and the bank declined it because I don't order nothing off the phone. I do not use my debit card over the phone. So you need to take this $59.89 that you've been trying to charge my credit card on my debit card. You need to stop it.
Okay, I'd be happy to further assist. We do not place orders over the phone. These are online companies, which means it would have been something done via a website. But if you could please provide me with your zip code to pull up some information, please.
40356.
40356.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Beatrice Doolin.
Beatrice?
Uh-huh.
And what's that last name?
Doolin, D-O-O-L-I-N.
Okay, thank you. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
106 Stratton Avenue.
Okay, and what city and state is that?
That would be Nicholasville, Kentucky.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. All right. So I've gotten an account located. Well, it's not an account, actually. It's been complete or it didn't go through. But it shows your address is shipping and billing. It shows the last name Doolin. It actually shows the first name is Gail.
That's my middle.
All right. It shows that there was a transaction that was done on June 3rd for the Bytes Hub Mill app is what it's called. It's called the Bytes Hub Mill app. It's the result of an individual using their Android or iPhone to complete a survey. A contest was entered. It just says that what was offered was Speedway, so I don't know if those are tickets or what, but something was offered to win or to purchase. But Bytes Hub Mill app was in the terms and conditions, but it shows a decline charge for the $59.89.
I have not done any of this. You know, that's why my bank cleared it off, because they know that I do not make, use my debit card over the phone. I will not give it over the phone.
Okay, this was not an order done over the phone. This was something that was done via a website where there was a survey that was completed. You may want to check with maybe someone in the household. But it does show that the charge declined.
Right. So what I'm saying, I'm going to go and get me another debit card. So evidently somebody had had my debit card and done this, and because I know it wasn't me. So what I'm telling you all is if my debit card ending in 2820 comes through you all again, do not accept it. Because the bank's going to deny anything that comes through like that. I don't know how this has happened or how it got done.
No worries. We don't process orders over the phone, but I don't think you'll have to worry about any further billing attempts.
All right. I appreciate it then. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Welcome.
Well, the other place I called was about